following program is brought to you in living color on
DailyGazette.com or wherever you get your podcast.
The Daily Gazette Company presents the Parting Shots Podcast. Now, here's your host, Daily Gazette sports editor, Ken Schott.
Thank you, Scott Giese, and welcome to the Parting Shots Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe today. Thanks for joining me from the Parting Shots Podcast studio in Schenectady, New York, where we have our weekly segment with Union Men's head hockey coach Josh Algie. Josh, how's it going?
It's going well. How about yourself?
Not hanging in there. Can't complain. Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a good time of the year.
Yep. Before we get going, Josh, I just want to say that with this being Thanksgiving week, this will be the only podcast we'll have this week. We'll resume our Thursday podcast next week. So, and we'll try to enjoy the holiday and just do one podcast, but I don't want your listeners to get too overwhelmed with me and maybe falling asleep listening to podcasts after eating turkey. But anyway, well, you had this past weekend off, Josh. The players finished their end of first trimester exams last Tuesday. Now all the players have to concentrate on is hockey, hockey, and hockey. How good is it to be able for the players to not have to worry about any classes over the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, this is a great time for us. We have more time to be at the rink. We can get extra video done. And we're also getting on the road here, so it'll be nice. We haven't been on the road very much this season, so it's an exciting time as far as you can put the books away and just focus on hockey.
Get to practice a little earlier, I think, right?
Yeah, we start. We have some pre-practice ice, but get going at about 10:30 every day now.
Yeah. Well, the Gardner Chargers have played 11 games so far this season, so you're third of the way through this regular season schedule. Union is 3-1-0 in ECAC hockey play for 9 points and 7-3-1 overall. How would you assess the first third of the schedule?
I think it's been a solid start for us. I mean, obviously, you look back and you'd like maybe a little bit better. Or, get some results in that Alaska series. I thought the Clarkson game was one we could have found a way to win. But, overall, there's, some games we could have maybe, could have lost. But the guys found a way. So it's, it's an exciting group, and they're a lot of fun to be around. So I'd say it's, a solid start.
What has pleased you the most?
I just think, their attention to detail and how hard they work on a daily basis. It's been fun to, be at the rink and be with them. And I think this is a pretty big freshman group as well. And they've kind of stepped in and, fit in well.
Who or what has surprised you in the early going?
I think I'd be, lying if I thought we were going to score, as much as we did right away. I thought we were going to eventually get there, but, be a team that's in the top 10 in scoring, I think is a good start for us. We got to still find a way to manufacture against, some of the teams that are really strong defensively. So I think that's an area for us we got to keep improving on.
And I think Ben Muethersbaugh has been a revelation. I mean, coming out of juniors, the stats didn't stand out, but he has really been a lightning rod for scoring on the offense so far.
Yeah, he's been a guy that we can look to and has been very key. And you expect freshmen to make an impact. I don't know if you expect him to do as much as he's done.
Well, do you have any major concerns right now?
I think just continuing to tighten things up, and then again, as ECAC play gets going here, it really gets hard to score. So it's going to be continuing to find ways and to get second and third level scoring for us.
Yeah. As you mentioned, with the getting out on the road, you spent the last 8 games in the Capital Region, 7 at Mesa and 1 at RPI, and the Gardner Chargers are headed out on the road for the next 2 weeks outside the Capital Region. This Friday and Saturday, Union visits Niagara for a pair of 9 league games, and next weekend it'll be ECAC hockey matchups at Princeton and Quinnipiac, and we'll talk about those games on next week's podcast. The last road trip outside of the Capital Region was the second weekend of October to Stonehill and Boston University. Of course, some interesting travel issues with that, going to Stonehill. So, how much are you and the team looking forward to getting back out on the road and out of the Capital Region?
Yeah, this is really our, our first true road trip where we're going to be leaving the day before, and we're going to be staying in one spot. So I think this is great for team bonding and, getting to know each other better. And, I think we're really excited about, getting on the road, seeing some movies on the bus and just kind of, relaxing and focusing in on hockey.
What are the movies you guys watch on the bus?
Everybody kind of watches their own thing. Typically the coaching staff is up watching video, but, it is kind of nice just to, just relax and, just let someone drive you where you're going.
Of course, this day and age, everybody has their phones. They can watch what they want on their phones, and you don't have to worry about putting something in the video or the VCR, whatever they have on the bus these days.
Yeah, it's a lot different. There's not a lot of cards that are played, or, you know, like that's kind of, you know, some of the stuff that was done in the past. Everybody kind of, you know, keeps themselves. Every once in a while you get the guys, they'll get talking and going, and it's a good time.
I'm old enough to remember when you got on the bus, there was nothing to do. You just watch the scenery, or you have this little book that I have as a kid. You try to see what license plates are out there and put them in your little sticker book.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I don't know if that's something we're going to be doing, but...
Well, the big question for me is, are the road jerseys ready? You wore the home whites for the games at Stonehill and BU and RPI, although wearing the homes that white is RPI was scheduled because it was RPI's blackout game. So we're going to see the Garnet jerseys on this weekend?
I would expect so, unless, I mean, I don't know if Niagara has anything planned. They haven't, you know, communicated with me, but I would expect you'll see them this weekend. So.
The jerseys are all set. Yeah. What was the problem?
Just we were missing one. We couldn't find it. We still didn't find it, so we had to order a new one, and yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Niagara. The Purple Eagles are 7-5-3 overall. They are in second place in Atlantic Hockey Association with a 6-3-2 record for 22 points. How tough of a matchup will this be?
Well, the thing that really stands out is just the level that they've scored at. I think, you know, all the analytics show that they're a top five team as far as scoring in the country right now and just generating chances. And, you know, that's been pretty impressive. They have a couple guys up front, you know, that are really leading the charge for them. And, they're always a well-coached team, and you know they got some offense to go with it right now.
Yeah, looking at their stats the other night, Shane Ott leads the team in scoring with 3 goals and 13 assists for 16 points. Jay Ahern has a team leading 8 goals, and goalie Pierce Charleston is 7-4-3 with a 2.61 goals against average, a .927 save percentage, and one shutout. So how important are those players for RPI or for Niagara?
Yeah, they're you know really important, and I think you know for them offensively, those guys really get them going. And you know, we kind of get like a chart on every goaltender, and you know he's been pretty solid everywhere. So we're going to have to take his eyes and get traffic to the net.
Well, the Purple Eagles played a pair of games last weekend at AIC, splitting the series, and you guys were off last weekend. So any concern about rust for your team while the Purple Eagles play last weekend?
Yeah, it's always a challenge when you know you're coming back from the bye and how you're going to respond. And I think. You know, we can have a couple good practices here going into the weekend. We should be in a good spot, but it is always a little bit of, you know, something, you know, it takes a little bit to get back into that game mode.
Yeah, well, this is the second time in which you had a weekend off after playing the weekend before. The last time Union tied and lost to Alaska Fairbanks. What does the team have to do to avoid that kind of result in the Niagara series?
Well, I think just playing with energy, and then, you know, we just didn't finish the game against Alaska the first night, and second night things just didn't go our way. So I think that we're in that spot that we're ready for the challenge, and it should be a good test.
Well, Niagara has played 3 ECAC hockey teams this season. They lost to Clarkson and St. Lawrence and tied and beat RPI at Houston Fieldhouse. The Purple Eagles also played 2 teams you faced in Army, West Point, and Mercyhurst. Have you watched the tapes of any of those games?
Yeah, we typically go back and watch, you know, like the last 4 or 5 games, and we saw the AIC games. We were able to kind of spend some time with that, but then, you know, seeing them against Mercyhurst, seeing them against Holy Cross has kind of been our key games. The games really early against St. Lawrence Clarkson, we watched a little bit when we were getting ready for those two opponents, but haven't spent a ton of time using that video.
Yeah. Could this be a weekend where goalies Lucas Massey or Joe Sherrib get some playing time?
Yeah, we'd kind of talked about that as a staff. I mean, you get going here and gets really into ECAC play. So, you know, we got to, you know, continue to give ourselves the best chance to win. But those guys are pushing, and they're, you know, I'm sure they're wanting to get their opportunity.
It's been about 7 years since Union and Niagara played. How good is it to get them back on the schedule?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for their staff and just how they do things. So, it'll be good there, you know, get over there and play them. And, you know, they're always, you know, first class, and, you know, they do a nice job.
Will they ever be reciprocating next year?
Yeah, typically that's kind of how we're trying to do things is we'll go to the teams that will come back, and we'll get them back here next year.
Well, Union just missed out on making the top 20 in the USCHO.com and USA Hockey, the Rink Live College Hockey polls on Monday. It was Union was the top team in other teams receiving votes in both polls. Any thoughts on that?
Not really. I mean, it's, you know, again, it's nice that people recognize us, but like for us, it's all about where we're at in the standings and just taking it one day at a time.
Yeah. Well, let's hear what the Union players have to say. Let's start with senior defenseman and team captain Cullen Ferguson, and then junior defenseman and assistant captain Nick Young.
Cullen, for the first time since the second week of October, you guys are actually going to have to leave the Capital Region to play a couple games. I mean, how much are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it'll be nice. You know, it's fun getting on the road with the guys, and I'm really looking forward to getting after it with them.
Yeah, obviously, you're playing a non-conference game, too, with Niagara. What do you know about them right now?
Oh, well, they're a hard-working team. They're at the top of the Atlantic, so, I mean, like we know, every game in college hockey only gets harder from here, so we're ready for the challenge. We just need to focus on our details and get the job done.
Now you guys are done with classes for the first trimester, so it's a lot just basically focused on hockey. How good is that to worry about hockey and not have to worry about the academics right now?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you're just with the guys all the time, and, you know, it's kind of like pro. You go to the rink, you work out, you do your video, and then you kind of got the rest of the day to yourself to get to take care of your body. So, yeah, it's fun.
How would you assess the first few games of the season here? You're a third of the way through the schedule. How would you assess things? What have you liked? What do you think needs to be improved upon?
Yeah, I mean, things are going really well. I mean, I think our scoring and our offense has been really good. I think we're sitting at the top of the ECAC right now. And like, I think we're tied for third, I believe, or something like that. So, we want to strive to be better in the ECAC, and then we want to just keep winning, out of conference games. We just want to make sure we're playing hard every single night. I think the most important thing is that every game from this point on will only get harder, and we need to play harder, and our game needs to elevate. I think the freshman class has been really good. I think a lot of guys in the junior class have really stepped up. So yeah, things have been going well, and I'm happy, but we want more for sure.
You guys are coming off a weekend off. You had a similar situation after the RPI games. When you played and you took the week off, then you had Alaska Fairbanks come in for two. You guys tied and lost those games. What do you need to focus on to do different this time coming out of this particular weekend off?
I think we need to manage the puck better. I think we need to support. I think we need to come lower. I think in the defensive zone, you know, if you can break pucks out quick, then you can go play offense. Our team can play offense. We can move. We can make plays. I think we just need to hone in on helping each other break the puck out and always supporting.
Well, you're back in action, Nick, this weekend. Two games on Niagara, the first time since the second week of October. You guys have gotten on a bus to play games outside the Capital Region. I mean, how nice is it maybe to get back on the road and play some games after being home the last month or so?
I know, it's awesome. We love getting on the road and being together and going to get after a team. So it's going to be a nice change of pace. I think it's going to be really refreshing for the group.
My question is, do the road jerseys now arrive?
That's a good question. I guess we'll see this weekend.
What do you have to do up in Niagara to get, obviously, the last game you played against Clarkston, you lost. I mean, the effort was good, but you just weren't able to bury it. So how important is it to get back, to play the kind of game you played against St. Lawrence in these two games in Niagara?
No, yeah, I think just like something that I really took away from St. Lawrence was like how well we played as a unit of five on the ice at all times, and we played a full 60 minutes, and I think that's our identity, and if we stick to that, we're going to be a really tough team to beat the rest of the year. So I think just getting those details dialed in and playing all together, keep communicating on the ice, and makes life easy for everybody.
Now, you guys, this is the second time this season where you've had a weekend off. Between games, the last time that happened was with the Alaska Fairbanks series after you played RPI. It didn't turn out well for you guys. You got a tie and a loss. What do you have to do this time to make sure that you come away with a couple wins?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, we were kind of on a hot streak in the beginning and guys let that get to them. I think that reality check was really good for the group. I think guys know now that, you know, if you don't show up, it's anyone's game, and we're trying to make it only our game. So, like I said, just playing as a unit of five and, like, focusing on those details, sticking to who we are instead of who we think we are, that's when we're playing our best hockey.
You guys are a third of the way through the schedule right now. Obviously, you know, doing well, getting some votes in the college hockey polls. What have you liked about the team's play so far? What do you think needs to be worked on as you move forward?
I mean, I love the group. I think our work ethic is second to none against, you know, anybody. I think we're a high scoring team. We, we've been able to put the puck in the net for the majority of the games, which has been great. I just think we need to tighten up a few structure details where, you know, we're all on the same page. I think the times we get in trouble, it's some guys are, you know, getting away from what we do and our structure. So I think if we just tighten up a few of those details, we're going to be really set to go.
What's it like now with the exams over, first trimester over? You have 3 weeks of games starting this weekend with the Niagara series. You get back to ECAC hockey play next weekend with Princeton and Quinnipiac, and you close out December with home games against Vermont. So what's it like to just focus on hockey and not have to worry about academics?
No, it's awesome. It's pretty much the big relief, just, you know, coming to the rink, working out, being with the guys, keep building that camaraderie because, you know, we're the only ones here pretty much. So just being together at all times, pushing each other in the weight room, pushing each other on the ice. And it's really refreshing to give 100% just to hockey at all times.
Can you update us on the status of forward Parker Lindauer?
He's been practicing, and he's wore a red jersey here. We'll get him into contact here the rest of the week and see if he's ready to go on Friday. But the expectation is that he's going to give every effort to be ready on Friday.
How is he feeling? It was hurt. Was it the last Fairbanks game, right?
It was the last game against Alaska, and he was moving really well today in practice, and we feel really good about where he's at and just kind of how he's progressing. But always want to make sure guys are healthy and ready to go.
Of course, we always like to take questions from our listeners. You can email your questions to shot@dailygazette.com or post them on Facebook, Blue Sky X and Threads, and I'm at Slapshots on Blue Sky X and Threads. You going to get on Blue Sky soon?
I'm still learning. I'm behind the times here. I'd have some of the guys teach me about technology.
Yeah. So what are the Thanksgiving plans for the Halji family?
Well, I'll be on the bus there heading to Niagara, but on Wednesday here, the team will come over and we'll have a Thanksgiving meal. And I think that's always a fun time, and the guys do a great job just, hanging out with my kids, and we'll have the staff over that want, everybody who can make it, and we'll just spend some time together and then get ready to go on Thursday.
All right. Well, Josh, I appreciate the visit. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk after the games. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thank you very much, and I'll wrap up the podcast with another Mess of Rink memory and announce the latest winners in the Daily Gazette's You Pick 'em Football Contest in just a moment. You're listening to the Parting Shots Podcast.
It's the most historic conference in college hockey. It's a battle night in and night out. ECAC hockey, an iconic conference home to 12 of the most prestigious universities and programs in the world, and showcasing the best student athletes in the sport. Top-notch facilities and arenas, incomparable traditions, passionate fans, alumni who go on to become elite professionals, leaders, and champions. ECAC hockey, there's no experience like it.
Explore the benefits of subscribing to the Daily Gazette, like our convenient e-edition, app, personalized newsletters, and unique reader rewards when you join. Start your membership today. Offers redeemable at www.dailygazette.com. Hey, pro football fans, it's time again to match wits with other pro football fans and win a prize by playing the Daily Gazette's You Pick 'em Football Contest. To play, go to dailygazetteprofootball.upickem.net and make your picks before the first game kicks off each week. If you have the most weekly points, you win a $100 Hannaford gift card. Play the Daily Gazette's You Pick 'em Football Contest today.
This is Daily Gazette senior writer Indiana Nash. I would like to wish you a happy holiday season and a great 2025.
The Parting Shots Podcast presents another Mess of Rink memory. This one from Maine head coach Ben Barr, who played for RPI from 2000 to 2004 and later was an assistant coach at Union from 2008 to 2011. This is Ben's most memorable moment from the 2003 ECAC Hockey Tournament First Round Series Game 2, when he scored two shorthanded goals in less than a minute against Chris Mayotte to help RPI win the series in two games.
As a player, it was definitely that playoff series. That was fun, after a year that wasn't very successful for us at RPI, to go beat our rivals in the playoffs there was fun. I think I blacked out, Ken. There was no rhyme or reason to it. It was The only thing that's funny for me now is that it was Chris Mayotte in the net, so I get to make fun of him every time I see him or talk to him for the rest of my life. So regardless of if they beat us or whatever at some point in TC, you know, I still have that on him. So I really don't remember a lot of it. I just remember the aftermath and, like, how crazy the whole thing was. Like, I was, like, the same play two times in a row.
Back to wrap up the podcast. The Week 12 winner in the Daily Gazette's You Pick 'Em Football Contest was David Bingham of Brainerd with an 11-2 record. David wins a $100 Hannaford gift card. Congratulations, David. The VIP winners were Matt Margiotta of S&G Roofing and Nick Platel of Grand Premier Tires. They each went 10-3. I was 8-5. I improved to 123-56. My Gazette colleague Adam Schinder was also 8-5. He is 120-59. I'll announce You Pick a Football Contest winner's name, and that winner's name will appear in Thursday's Daily Gazette. To play, go to dailygazette.com and click on the You Pick 'Em Football banner. Just because COVID-19 mandates are easing, that does not mean you should relax. Be vigilant. If you have not gotten vaccinated or received a booster shot, please do so. Do it for yourself, do it for your family, and do it for your friends. Don't forget to download the Daily Gazette app and sign up for our e-edition so you never miss a headline. Subscribe today at www.dailygazette.com. We have a lot of great specials going on. When credibility matters, trust the Daily Gazette. That wraps up another edition of the Parting Shots podcast. I want to thank Josh Halgy, Cullen Ferguson, and Nick Young for being a part of the show. If you have questions or comments about the podcast, email them to me at shot, that's S-C-H-O-T-T, at dailygazette.com. Follow me on X, Threads, and Blue Sky at Slapshots. The views expressed on the Parting Shots podcast are not necessarily those of the Daily Gazette Company. The Parting Shots podcast is a production of the Daily Gazette Company. I'm Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schatz. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. From the Parting Shots podcast studio in Schenectady, New York, good day, good hockey, and happy Thanksgiving.